Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspirations once again. Today I would like to continue a little bit on what we spoke about yesterday, about standing still. Yesterday we read about the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea when the Egyptians were upon them and the Lord worked a miracle there. And Moses commanded them to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And here in Joshua chapter 3, I'll read this. I'll start in verse 5. It says, "And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, Take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, When ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, Come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God." So here we see being set up here that they were going to cross the Jordan, and the Lord said it's going to work, going to magnify Joshua so that everyone will know that he's with Joshua as he was with Moses. And that when the priests that were carrying the Ark of the Covenant, when they got to the Jordan, they would stand still. So here they asked children to come and hear the words of the Lord. In verse 10 says, "And Joshua said, Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites and the Gigazites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe, amen. And it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the Ark of the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand up upon an heap. And it came to pass when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And as they that bear the Ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the Ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overflowed all his banks all the time of harvest." So at this time, it seems like Jordan was full, and it says it was overflowing, and that makes it much more of a significance of what's going to happen here. Verse 16, "That the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zarethan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan." So there again we see the miracle that God worked, that the people, it involved being still. The priests had to stand still with the covenant, Ark of the Covenant. And that worked, the miracle of making this Jordan that was full at this time. It said the water just, I guess we can kind of imagine how that would have been. If you stop a river all of a sudden, the water certainly would get high pretty fast. And but it's just amazing, isn't it, how what the Lord works and what we would miss if we didn't rely on the Lord. And so as it was, we saw yesterday with Moses, now with Joshua, same thing, that the Lord worked a miracle here, that the people were able to cross a body of water on dry ground. And they didn't have to swim across, they didn't have to drown, they didn't have to face those dangers, they can just walk on dry ground. And so that is what fear does to us. We just start struggling on our own ability in the water. And we don't realize that if we ask the Lord for help, if we stop our own ability, that the Lord will make a way for us to cross or to come to overcome whatever hardship we're facing. He will make a way that it will be less hurt, less battles. If we allow the Lord to do our battle, then we will overcome, and we can walk on dry ground and cross over whatever it is that's troubling us. Like here, we see they crossed over, all the people crossed over, but it took faith in the Lord. In the case with Moses, it said in the end there that the people believed the Lord. So yes, we do need to believe the Lord, and we need to rely on the Lord. We need to call upon the Lord and just let the Lord, allow the Lord to work His miracle. So may the Lord bless your day, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.